Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, an interesting show today. We're going to try to make a little bit more sense. We had lots of questions, obviously, over the week about the market volatility, but I want to tie this. It's not just about market volatility, but it's about the impact it's having on people that are retired or thinking about retirement. There's fear.
There's fear. Absolutely.
Crazy amounts of fear when these things happen.
Absolutely. And so the questions that have come to me from listeners as well as clients are, what's going to happen is it's going to be another 2008. The news that's coming to me is not so positive. So are we going to go through a big problem? Should I go to cash? Right. Should I, how's it going to impact my lifestyle? Those types of things keep on coming up. And that's the fear that's, and that actually makes people capitulate.
Yes.
When you actually start having that kind of fear, you go through three different kind of mindsets: fight, flight, or flee. Right. And when you decide to flee, you're cashing in your chips. That could be a big mistake. So let's go back to the key thing behind this is the reason we have four buckets in our strategy is so that when people look at their portfolios, when they look at their financial situation, it is put into different departments, compartments, or buckets.
Right.
One bucket being the growth bucket is designed for a 10-year strategy. Not a 10-minute or a 10-day strategy.
Day. That's right.
Right. So yes, you're going to experience volatility, and I've been putting a lot of stuff on social media about data, information about how volatility works and how we look at things and some of the key themes. Very, very, very important stuff. And so, again, go to my LinkedIn, go to my Facebook, or go to the More Than Money Radio Twitter handle, Radio MTM, to get this kind of information. There's also the income bucket is not part of the stock market. So you're not going to give up your income. You're not going to have a pay cut. You're not going to have a lifestyle change because we look at 10 years worth of money.
Right.
Right. And so
let's just talk about that for a minute, right? Because this is a perfect time. This message will be well received today because there's a lot of investors that are dividend investors. Okay. So I'm in all equities.
Or stock market investors.
Right. I'm in stocks and I just want the dividend. Okay. Right. And that's fine. No dividend was cut over the past week. Okay, but you may have seen your portfolio fall by $100,000, like a big number, depending on how big it was, right?
Yeah.
It could be a significant move. Yep. What's the impact of that it has on you?
Yeah.
Right? And so
let me give you an example of where the impact happened. And I'll just talk about Wednesday, okay? Because the Wednesday was a 4% drop day, okay?
Yeah.
If you have 100% of your money in the stock market and the stock market falls 4%,
yeah.
I'm going back on that rule of thumb where people say take 4% out of your year. That's 4% or 1 year's worth of income gone.
Gone, right.
Okay, it should come back over time. But if you're drawing on that.
But if you looked at your, you're right. If you looked at your number the day before on Tuesday and then on Wednesday, you could literally have said, oh my goodness, my entire year's draw of 4% just evaporated.
So we had a client who emailed me, said, Faisal, my portfolio is down day over day by $100,000.
Right.
Now, large portfolio, that's how much he's taking out of his portfolio every year.
Yep.
That's my income.
Yep.
And I have to remind him, that's not your income bucket.
Right.
That's
in fact, the income bucket went up.
Correct. We made money for people who are looking for income. And for the people who are looking for growth, the market does what the market does.
Right.
And we've cushioned the blow. We didn't go down as bad. But the key thing behind this is that when you separate those two into two different buckets, That fear goes away.
Yeah.
Because now you can look at saying, okay, this is 10 years out.
Yeah. Well, let me address that. Maybe the fear doesn't go away, but when we have a conversation with somebody who has an income bucket set up,
they're reassured.
And we remind them,
yep,
here you go. Your income bucket that's going to fund you for the next 10 years has actually just gone up in value. You got a little bonus today, and you're going to receive your paycheck this month. Oh, that takes a lot of pressure off people.
Here's
right?
where the pressure comes on is people who are less than 10 years away. Maybe next year they want to start drawing income and they're like, okay, we were 100% equity or heavy aggressive and now we're looking for income and now look what just happened.
Right.
If you're concerned about your income, the seminars that we host, reaching out for a second opinion, We will give you guidance. And even if we're not the right team for you, we will give you guidance on where to go to get that information, that research. I had many people want to chat with me. I've sent them to different places so they can get it. All we care about is that people in Calgary, in Southern Alberta, retire with the lifestyle they want.
That's right.
All we care about. We don't really worry about if they're with us or not as clients.
No, this is about education.
Education and enjoying your lifestyle. Yep. So reach out. We'll be more than happy to chat with you. Again, give us a call on our line, 966-8400, if you want to chat with us. Easiest way, go to morethanmoneyradio.com and contact us, and we'll be happy to help.
We wrote a book about this called Bulletproof Your Retirement.
Exactly.
Right?
I bet
there's going to be some interest today just to understand these concepts of the four buckets. So let's give some free books away today.
Okay, so if you go to morethanmoneyradio.com, contact us, say, I want a free book. We'll be more than happy to send one out to you. You can get the electronic copy, or we can get you the paperback.
And there's no obligation. This is pure for education, right?
Yeah.
Because I know this affects people negatively, and it doesn't have to do that.
You don't have to stress over this stuff. There's a solution out there. More than happy to share that solution with all of the people that are approaching or living in retirement.
Cool. Okay. Now, can we talk just a little bit about economics? Because we did have lots of questions about that. Forget about the day-to-day volatility.
Sure.
Okay? Because the IMF came out this week also, my friend.
Yes.
And, you know, we got some calls about that too. Oh, gosh, they're raising the red flag and revising down global growth, and there's all kinds of issues and so on and so forth. So again, maybe we can touch on some of the key aspects of that and give people some peace of mind, or at least some areas to go research themselves.
Okay, so my train of thought on any type of research project, any type of team that comes out with a research document, is I never take it as the gospel. It's not 100% truth, and therefore I shall believe in it. I look at it and I say, okay, I have to critique it, and I have to look at other sources to compare it to seeing what's different.
And separate the media message from the data, too.
Correct. And so when I look through the IMF data, there are a couple things that stuck to me that I think are accurate. We are going through a tariff/trade issue, U.S.-China specifically,
right.
And that causes concerns for global growth. Should trade relations become hampered further, this could be a problem for global growth.
Sure.
I'm still using the word growth. I'm not saying recession.
So let me give you the headline data, okay, because the IMF did revise down their forecast this year and next year.
Correct.
From a 3.9% global gross domestic product global growth rate to 3.7.
So that's still moving. So let me position it this way.
3.7 is pretty good.
That's like going down the highway doing 110 and then going to 100.
Right.
You're still driving fast.
It's still good.
So the economics globally is still in good shape.
Right.
Okay. Could it get worse?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
What are some of the concerns? Mm-hmm. Socialism, populism being put together now as one, and where people are getting are being elected to have more of a populist viewpoint, which means there's going to be a slowdown in the economy because that's their viewpoint. Trade war, absolutely. Higher interest rates, absolutely. Currencies flying all over the place, absolutely. These are headwinds.
Right.
These haven't been something new for 2018. It just didn't pop up last week.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's not...
These things have been here for a very long time. Interest rates have been going up, albeit faster now, but the market's been pricing that in. And so when you get people reacting to what the markets are doing, more importantly, have a fear about what's happening to their own retirement lifestyle, my concern comes out saying, what's the strategy you're going through? And I'll tell you, if you do not know your retirement strategy from a portfolio, from a financial planning perspective, speak to your advisor. They should be sitting down with you. If you don't have an advisor and you're having concerns, then I question who is the right person taking care of that for you. Are you the right person or not? Because I've had people that are do-it-yourself investors calling me up saying, I'm worried.
Right.
Well, why should you be? You should have your strategy all set out.
Right.
Right. You should, if you're going to do it yourself, then take the responsibility of knowing that there's going to be some bad times. And if you're doing it yourself and you're playing with the market, then you're speculating. Well, then good luck to you on your retirement. But that's not how we would see it.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And we don't have too much time left here.
Let's talk about how we can help people through our seminars and conferences.
That's right. We have a whole hour to be able to talk about that coming up here shortly.
We want to help Calgarians and Southern Albertans, help them through retirement. Absolutely. Come to our seminar on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Yeah, okay. And we will have a one-hour presentation, but the real exciting piece often is as soon as we finish up, we open it up for all kinds of questions, and that gets generally pretty exciting. So join us for that. Okay, I want to remind you that any of the stuff we talked about today, any of our past segments can be accessed at morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them delivered directly to you. Search for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.